On the Pesach night, we have, of course, the Seder. We eat the matzah and the mor and the abrikosis and everything. But the ikir is chosam and asefer. The main thing, the achilas hakorbanos, is missing this manager. We don't have the chagigi and we don't have the korban pesach. The Mishnah says that on Erev Pesach he used to bring the chagiga sarba osa. The din is that on every one of the shalosh shagolim on Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, there's an obligation. The chagos mosa chag l'Hashem means that it doesn't mean you should celebrate a holiday. The chagos mosa chag l'Hashem means you should bring a korban chagiga, a shalmi chagiga. You have to bring loyro fun irekni. You have to bring an oilus riyah. Loyro fun irekni means you're not allowed to appear. The men called chukurcha. The men have to visit the azara. And they're not permitted to appear in the Azor without bringing a korban. That korban is an oilus riyah, korban oila. In addition to that, you have to bring a shalmi chagiga, that's based on the pasuk the chagos moso chag l'Hashem. Oso means one day. You're not mukhiv to bring every single day. You didn't bring on the first day, you can bring on the second day. It's tashlumin. It's tashlumin kol shiva. But you want mukhiv to bring one day. So the Mishnah says in Sochem that in addition to the chagiga on Pesach that you have to bring on Yontif, Ran Chalamoy, there was also a Chagiga Sarba Osor that was brought on Erev Pesach. Not the same as the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach was brought on Erev Yontif after the Talmud Shal Ben Abayim. That's the one and only Korban that the Gemara learns out from the Tzukim that's brought after the Talmud Shal Ben Abayim. All the other Korbanos is a din of Aleo Hashlein Kol HaKorbanos Kulam. Like it says in the city, you have to bring all the Korbanos before the Talmud. So the Mishlam Melech points out that the Chagiga Sarba Osor was not brought after the Talmud Shal Ben Abayim. It was brought before, like all the other Karbonos. And the Korban Pesach was brought after the Talmud Shal Ben Abayim. So the Mishnah has on Daf Samach Tes on the base, the Mishnah says, when do you bring a Korban Chagiga? Only when Erev Pesach is Chaliyas B'chol. When it's Erev Pesach, Chaliyas B'Shabbos, so the fact that Korban Pesach is Echa Shabbos, that itself is a Chidush. That you're permitted to be Mechal Shabbos to Shech the Korban Pesach. But you only have a pasuk, yeah. But you only have the pasuk that Pesach is Zecher Shabbos. You don't have a pasuk that says the Chagiga Sarbos is Zecher Shabbos. So the Mishnah says that you don't bring a Chagiga Sarbos that year. So that's why there's a whole discussion in the Rishonim, right? It's not just in the Haggadahs and in the Achronim and the Shulchan Aruch. The Rosh quotes a discussion from the Rishonim that when we drink the second course of Yayin, so we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kein Hashem Elokeinu Yagiyenu L'miyadim L'Arkov Machem Habayim L'Kaseinu L'Shalom. We should be zeichet to see the Beis HaMikdash built. Mechem Mevinyei Nirech L'Sosim Avodasechem. We should be zeichet Menechal Shem Min HaZvachim Min HaPsochem. What heis? We should eat the Zvachim and then the Psochem. The Zvachim heis the Chagiga Sarbasa. Zevach is usually a Shlomim. Shalmi Chagiga Sarbasa. Menechal Shem Min HaZvachim Min HaPsochem. Then you eat the Korban Pesach afterwards. Because the din is, the Gemara says that the Korban Pesach is Nechal Al Hasova. What do you mean Al Hasova? You have to eat the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal. So what do you eat in the middle of the meal? First you eat the Chagiga Sarbasa, and then you eat the Korban Pesach at the end. Why in that order? The Tosfos on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph explains the Shem HaYerushalmi on the first narrow line. The Yomer Ivor on Ayin Amud Aleph and the Tosfos. The Mashma of Yerushalmi, the reason why Pesach is Nechal Al Hasova, it's a Din Derabbanan, because there's a Din of Shviras Etzim. If the person hasn't had any flesh since last Pesach, or he hasn't had flesh since last Shabbos, whatever, since last Yontif, not everybody can afford it. Or he's hungry, whatever. So he's going to be hungry. So he's going to chapsu to the Korban Pesach. He may break a bone because the Korban Pesach is Toch Shnasoi. Korban Pesach, if it's 1 year old, it's tuffle. It's going to be, and this is the season when they're born. They're born usually in Chodesh Nisan. They're not born whenever they want. It's not like human beings are born all year long. The behemoths are usually born. This is the season. You have to make sure that it's 8 days old. You can't bring the carbon if it's not even 8 days old. So it's going to be a very tiny lamb, to begin with. Yeah, it's going to be very soft. It's very easy to break the bones. So you have to be very careful not to break the bones. So that's why they made a takonim of the Rabbanon. That's how most of the Tanaim hold Chagiga Sarbos to love their rice. It's not a din der rice. It's only a din der Rabbanon. Why did they institute the Chagiga Sarbos in order that the Pesach should be nechal later, that I should already have a lot of flesh beforehand, that I shouldn't chalila break any of the bones? That's what Tosfos said. So that's what most of the Tanaim hold the Chagiga Sarbos to love their rice. Gemara says that there were Tanoim who disagreed. Ben Tema holds, no. Ben Tema is a Tano who disagrees. Hiran Omer Aleph, he holds Chagiga Sarbosar has the same din as the Korban Pesach, and it's only Nechel Yom V'Layla. Normally, a Shlomim is Nechel Shnei Yom V'Layla Echot. And normally, a korban shlamim, you can fry it, you can broil it, you can cook it, you can eat it however you want. This shlamim, this chagigas arba asar, according to Ben Taimos, adin deraisa, that it's hukash for the korban pesach. You can only eat it sleep. You can only eat it yom v'layla. And it also has the din of shvira setzer. You're not allowed to break. We hold that the chagigas arba asar is in gamsin the takana the rabbanan in order to eat it first. In order that the Pesach should be Nechal at the end, in order not to break any bone. According to Ben Tamis, the same is the Shvira Setzim, that's how the Gemara says. Same is the Shvira Setzim on the Chagigas Abbas as it is on the Korban Pesach Gufa. There has nothing to do, there's no such din as Nechal Allah Sova because it is, because of that. They're both there, right? They're both din we learn after the Pesach.
Not by every Korban that's in the Shvira Setzim.
Only by Korban Pesach. Only by Korban Pesach. And according to Ben Tamis, it even applies by Chagigas Abbas. The Gemara claims on Ayin Omer Aleph, the Gemara quotes from the Fir Kashas. We don't have this Kashas. There's Man Amigdash that used to ask Afinta Kashas about Korban Pesach. Man Asana Alaylois and Kol Alaylois. Shabachal Alaylois and Achlin Basit, Please Shalok and Mavushal. The flesh can be cooked, fried, broiled, boiled any way you want it. Alaylozek Kulotzli. The Gemara is Medaik on the Lashon. Why does it say Kulotzli? Let it just say Alaylozek. Tzli. So Vice says that both Korbanot with Tzli and the San Mishnah is like Bentayma. That the Tamer's opinion in this Tana holds that the Chagigas Abasa also has to be Jafkitzli. Then the Gemara quotes Vaitan Amin Beis, that there was a Tana Rav Yudah ben Dutoi on the seventh lines on the top of, so Tanya Rav Yudah ben Dutoi holds Chagigas Abasa is the Chashabas. When our Pesach holds the same as Ben Tamer, and he goes Vaitan, that Chagigas Abasa has all the Dinim like Korban Pesach, and even the Chashabas. That we don't pass him like that. We don't talk to them like that. It's not Decha Shabbat. That's what the Rishonim have a discussion that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. This year, the second night of Pesach is Matzoi Shabbat. So the second night of Pesach, why do we observe the second day of Yom Tov, the sake of the Yom? And maybe the first day of Pesach is really Erev Yom Tov. And maybe the second day of Pesach is the real Yom Tov. It's the real Yom Tov. There's no sake of the Yom or what day of the week it is. That we know. The sake of the Yom or what we treat it, what day of the month it is. But what day of the week we know it is. So if you're treating the second day Pesach as if it's Yontif, then it's Erev Pesach Shchali is the Shabbos, vis-a-vis the second day Yontif. So the Shabbos is, what Nusach do you say in the Tefillah? When you say that Bracha, Hashem Yalonu, so you say, we should be Zechet to see a Beif HaMikdosh, V'nechal Sham Min Azrachim Min Apsachim. So normally you say, V'nechal we should eat Min Azrachim, or Min Apsachim, we will all eat from the Chagigas HaBos, and then afterwards we'll eat and I'm talking from the Korban Pesach. But if it's our Pesach Shchali is the Shabbos, like this year, the second night of Pesach, and our Pesach Shchali is the Shabbos, we pass in that the Chagigas Abbas is not the Shabbos, there will be a Korban Chagigah, the regular Chagigah that you bring on Yom Tov, like on Shavuot and on Sukkot, you bring a Korban Chagigah, the Chagos Moshe Chag Hashem. This special din of Chagigas Abbas is only on our Pesach. It doesn't apply to Shavuot and Sukkot. It's a special din on our Pesach. So that's what the group of Rishonim said, that you should switch over the Nusach. You should say, V'nechol Sham Min Apsachim, U'min Azrachim. Because when it's Erev Pesach, Chol Yisrael Shabbos, only Korban Pesach is Erev Shabbos. So in such a year, we'll eat Korban Pesach. And then we'll eat the Chagigah later. The Chagigah will be eaten in the middle of Yom Tov. It won't be eaten the first night. There won't be any Chagigah. So that's what some Rishonim said. The Rosh quotes from Rishonim.
The Rosh
say the future. Yeah, that's how they kind of show. Well, talking about next year, what's going to be? Just because this year's Farfalon, right. I mean, it's not yet. We may not yet have a Beit Hamikdash. Right. But in the night of Pesach, when we're saying, Erech Hashem, talking about next year, the next year, just because this year. Adirabi, you should always look at the calendar, and the year before our Pesach, Shabbat, you should dray it. But then again, you don't know if they'll build a Beit Hamikdash. Who says that we'll follow the calendar? It may make you under a different day. That's with the Achrayim and Tainet. The whole thing is not always happening. But the Rosh quotes Rishonim. We'll talk about this. The Rosh quotes a wild shita. He says like this, Chagigas Arba Asar is not Zeches Shabbos, we pass. So what's the problem, Zokta? There is a Machlekes HaTanoim, Ben Taim, and the other Tanoim, where the Chagigas Arba Asar is like a normal Korban Shlamim, a Chagigas, a Shami Chagigas. A normal Korban Shlamim, Nefnechel, Shnei Yomim, V'laylo Echod. Oh no, Ben Taima holds a special din, it's hukish to the Korban Pesach, it's only Nechal, Yoim Valayla, that's all. But we don't pass them like Ben Taima, we pass the Nechal, the Shnei Yom Valayla. So the Rosh quotes a group of Rishonim, Bali Atayt, to say, what's the problem? When our Pesach Holi is the Shabbos, the true, Chagigas Abbasah is not Dechah Shabbos, so you bring it on Thursday. You bring it on Friday. So you bring it on Friday. Ah, you'll bring it on Friday. You can eat it Friday night, and Shabbos till Shkia. We're talking Friday night. Er Pesach.
No, Saturday night.
We're talking Matoy Shabbos. If Leil HaSeder is Matoy Shabbos, so what good is it that you bring a Korban Chagiga on Friday that you can bring eat it? Friday, Leil Shabbos, and Shabbos in the daytime till Shkia, but you can't eat it at night. They quote a wild day from Rishonim. He says that the Gemara had a Svara to say. The Gemara rejects this. The Gemara has a Svara to say, what does this mean? That a Shlomim is Nechol Shnei Yamim V'lai Lo'echol. It means you have 3 units of time that you can eat it. So the Gemara had a half minute to think that maybe you can to the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to eat Vachlas Abasa Balayla Hazeh. Balayla V'lo Bayom. You can't eat it Bayom. The Gemara has a half minute to say, well, maybe the Korban Pesach should be like a Shlomim. You should eat it Leil Pesach Bayom. And the next night, the Gemara learns out in the Tzukin, no, it's only Leil Pesach, not before, not after, only 1 unit of time. But the Gemara had such a havamina to think that you go with units of time. So some Rishonim say that when Erev Pesach is called is the Shabbos, so Avada and Avada, we follow the Mishnah, Chagigas Habrosa is not Decha Shabbos, so you bring your Chagigas Yud Kimmel. So you'll bring the Korban Chagiga on Erev Shabbos. Aye, but the Zman Achila will be up. By Shabbos, this time it'll be over. So no, this time we'll have three units of time to eat it. We won't start from Friday in the daytime. We'll start from Friday night. Evening, Friday night, Shabbos in the daytime, and Matzah Shabbos. So he says, according to those who shun, you can stay even when our Pesach Chalis b'Shabbos. You'll first eat v'nechol shamin azrachim u'min apsachim. First we'll eat the chagig. It won't be chagig as abarsa. It'll be chagig as shloisha asa because we'll shift to 3 zmanim. So the Rosh says he never heard of such. I mean, he quotes Rishonim to say it. Then he says it's ridiculous. What do you mean? Just pick on your own which zmanim you want. Let's say I'll bring a shlomim on a Sunday morning. I'll decide I want a 3 zmanim achila of Shabbos in the daytime. Let's say Shabbos and Sunday in the daytime. You can't just pick whatever you want. The Gemara had to have a minute that by Korban Pesach Shtei Tzadin, you cannot eat it by Yom. So you go to the next zman that you do start eating, namely at night, and then you have 3 zmanim achila from there on. But you can't just bring a chagiga on Yud Gimel and say, pick whatever zmanim you want. So the pashta certainly is, in such a situation, you don't bring a chagiga. That's what it says in the Mishnah. You shouldn't read the Mishnah to say, you don't bring the chagiga on Shabbos, but you bring it on Erev Shabbos. Bring on Erev Shabbos, it won't be any toilet. You can't eat that chagiga on Matzah Shabbos. It'll be already after the zman. So obviously that's not the correct pshat. But on a normal year, they certainly brought a Korban Chagiga and a Korban Pesach as well. The Gemara points out that regarding the Korban Pesach, there are 2 different mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Shechitas HaPesach, and there's a mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach. The Shechitas Erev Pesach in the afternoon, after the Tamash Ben Abayim, and the Achilas HaPesach is Leil Yontif. And the Gemara says that the Achilas is not Miyakiv. The mitzvah of Achilas is not Miyakiv. The Haina, that means like this. If a person knows in advance B'shah Shechita that he's unable to eat. A person is a chayla, a zokin, he's not in a healthy condition. He can't eat a full kazayis. He can only eat lesser kazayis. He can't eat anything at all. Or he's unhealthy, he's not allowed to eat flesh. He's going to get sick if he eats flesh. So don't tell him that he should become a munan according to Pesach, that he should at least chaparayin the mitzvah of Shechita sa Pesach, and he won't fulfill the mitzvah of achila. No! If at the time of Shechita you know that you're not real achila, so you're not supposed to be a man of such a person and according to Pesach. That's an open admission. It can only be man of such people who are right to eat a kezayis. But what it means is like this. Let's say the person at the time of the Shechitas HaPesach, it looked like he was healthy enough, in a good condition, he was tar, and he's going to eat the Korban Pesach. Then, after the Shechita, after the Zrikas Adam, after he's here to the midst of HaKrovas HaPesach, he gets sick, he becomes disabled, he becomes nitmo, whatever. The flesh became nitmo. An accident occurs. So for some reason or another, he's unable to eat the Korban Pesach. So he's unable to eat, so he's absolutely not yet to the mitzvah achila. There's nothing to discuss. But the shaila is, was he yet to the mitzvah Korban Pesach, so does he have to bring Pesach Sheni? That's the shaila. When it says in the Torah, whoever didn't participate in Pesach Rishon has to bring Pesach Sheni. What's over here? He participated in Pesach Rishon, b'shas shavaydes adam, b'shas b'shchit kabbalah halacha zrike. The avoidance that were done to the Korban Pesach Wurmit Sarfin, he was Mamuna on that Korban Pesach, but just something came up later on which prevented him from fulfilling the mitzvah of Achila. So that's what the Gemara uses a lotion that Achila HaPesach Einem Yakeves. Einem Yakeves, since he was the Yotze, the Hakrovas HaPesach, there's no need for him to bring Pesach Shemit. That's what it means. The Gemara in the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin has a whole sugya. How do you know Menoha Milsa? How do you know the Shlucha Shaladim Kemoisa? That you can appoint a shliach to give a get, and appoint a shliach to receive a get, and appoint a shliach to sell, and to buy, and to be mekadesh, and so on. How do you know in Kala Tarakula, the shluch is loving to Moses? So one of the alfusas is from this passage. It says, the shochta also called Kala, that you saw Beno Abayim, the Gans Klavi saw Sheshechichi, Kala Kal, Kulam Shochtim. How can it be? You have a Korban Pesach, you have a few people participating in every Korban Pesach. So how do you have five people holding on to the second? So obviously they appoint one person, and he shechts the korban on behalf of everybody else. You see an interesting thing, the way the Gemara understands the pasuk, that not only by achila do you require that each and every person should eat a kezayis, achila is not shaykh, I should make you a shliach, you'll eat 10 kezayisim, and you'll have us all in zin. It doesn't help. It's a mitzvah shebegufa. Everybody has to eat his own kezayis. But by the shechitas ha-pesach, if not for that Gemara, you would have said, it's a mitzvah to see to it that the korban is korban. No, it's a mitzvah every single person should shech the korban. But that's in Echatim, it's impossible. So we all have to appoint one person as our shliach, and based on the principle of shluch or shalodim kelois, it's considered as if we all did the shechitas ha-pesach. That's something we have to see to it that our korban is taken care of. No, we're using the principle of shluch or shalodim kelois. The Achrayim have a machlekes in the beginning of Psochim. In the beginning of Pesach, where the Gemara is assuming like that, that by Korban Pesach there's a din that you have to shecht it yourself. That's the Gemara that I mentioned. That's the Gemara at the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin, the sugya of Shluch HaShlodim Kemoisa. But the Gemara has it here also in Pesach and on Zayin on the day. The Gemara speaks about the Nusach HaBrocha, Shekidushana B'Mishosu V'Tzivanu, Al or Lit. You say with an Al or a Lit. The Gemara talks about, well, what about Shechitas HaPesach? The Gemara says around 7-8 lines from the top. The Gemara says, why do you say Brocha Divanu Al Hashchita when you shech the behemoth in America? Why do you say Al Hashchita? Why don't you say Hashchita Hasanah Lishchay? The Gemara says, no. Lishchay means he mechuyif to shech. Not mechuyif to shech, not mechuyif to eat the flesh, not mechuyif to shech. Yes, so you can, the maximum you can say is Kiddushan Hasanah Al Hashchita. Then the Gemara says, well, what about Karbanis? Well, you are mechuyif to shech? So maybe you should stay over there. So the Shaila is the Lashon HaGemara is Pesach v'kotshim ma'ika l'neimah. The Gemara says Pesach v'kotshim. Tak is the question both on Pesach and on kotshim. The korban Pesach, tak is the mitzvah I have shech. What about all other korbanos? I bring a shlamim, I bring an oil, I bring another korban. I'm mechuyif to do the shechita. And if someone else shech is based on shluch shalom k'maisai, that's what it's based on. Maybe this Gemara is only by Pesach. Maybe that Gemara that says, maybe that's only by Korban Pesach. A special din maybe doesn't apply by other Korbanos. Sandaf, Zayin on the base, that's a Machlokes Achrayim. The Pnei Yeshua and other Achrayim have a Machlokes about that. There's a Sefer, the Imre Baruch. The Rav used to refer to that Sefer. He was from their family, that's why. He was Kirin Karov. He was from the Beit Harav, from the descendants of Abchaim Valozhina. That's called the Beit Harav, the descendants of Abchaim Valozhina. So that was one of the Svarim, one of the Mechabrim that Rav Soloveitchik used to look at. He used to quote and disagree. He used to disagree with what he said. So he has a whole thing where he talks about this Machleg of the Pnei Yeshua and the other Achrayim, whether that Gemara that says that Shechitas Kotshim is based on Shluch HaShalom Kemoisa, maybe that's only by Korban Pesach. Maybe it doesn't apply to Shar Korbanos. Shar Korbanos, you have to see to it that the Korban is correct, but it's not that you have to actually do the Shechita, and allowing someone else to Shech for you will be based on Shluch HaShalom Kemoisa. The Pashtus is that perhaps it's only by Korban Pesach. In the beginning of the Psochim on Gimel Amud Beis, Mor has a famous story that's very tamua. The Gemara tells a story about a certain Nochri on the bottom of the Daf. The Gemara says there was a certain Hahu Aramo. The story begins, Hahu Aramo. Davisalik v'yochub sochem b'Yerushalayim. Every year, San Gimlon, they used to go on Erev Pesach and participate in a Korban Pesach, and he was a goy, and they never knew that he was a goy. He used to eat Korban Pesach.
Right.
So on one occasion, he was bragging to the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the way he nods them all up, that he goes and he tells them that he's Jewish, and they let him eat the Korban Pesach. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, what are you talking about? They know that you're not Jewish. They never gave you the fatty tail. They know the fatty tail is only for the Eden, for the Frumi Eden. They know that. That's right, they never gave me a fatty tail. So next place up when he went, he says, he wants the fatty tail. So they said, fatty tail, you're not allowed to eat. The Pasuk HaChum, it's carved on the Mizbeah. So he said, no, the rabbi told me, Rabbi Man, I said, what, the rabbi told me, what are you, crazy? So they made a whole investigation, they found out that he was a goy, and they killed him. That's what the Gemara tells us. So the whole story is Tamu Amiyo. First of all, why did they kill him? So why did they kill him? So he at the optionad. So he fooled them. So kumtiman in a shmisa for eating the korban pesach. So shvera gemara. So the achrayim matas. So some achrayim say it's gezel. If they would have known that he was a nachri, they certainly would not have sold him. They wouldn't have sold him a partnership in the korban. But since he fooled them, and he knew that if they would know that he's a guy, they wouldn't. So guy is chayv nisan gezel. They matas a hundred. Then Taisus is bothered with another kasha. How come Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira didn't go? The Gemara says he was all the way in the season. Why didn't he go to eat the carbon test? So Taisus matters the Hanat kasha. Then there's another Taisus has a kasha. What Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira? Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira lived after the Chudin by Sheni. What kind of carbon test? So Taisus says there were two Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Two people with the same name. One lived as Zman Abayis. One lived Lacha Churban Abayis. All Shvera Terutin. So the Maris Chayis has an essay on this in his sefer, and the Gemara has the Kitza. But in his sefer, he has a whole essay on this. So he says, based on historical documents, based on old records, that after the Churban Bayis Sheni, there was a Machlokes HaTanaim right away, the first year where the Kitza lost the lover. Can you be makro karbonis if you have to make a mizbech? Can you make today? Can you make a mizbech on the Makom HaMikdash and be makro karbonis? Or not. Without a Mizbeach, of course not. But maybe even with a Mizbeach. Maybe we should assume that after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in the year 70, that there's no more Kedushas Mokam, and you have to be Mekadosh the Mokam anew. You can't just build a Mizbeach. Mekadosh HaMokam, you have to have a Sanhedrin, and you have to have a special Karbonah, the whole procedure. So that's a Machlekes HaTanaim, and a Machlekes HaMaram, and a Machlekes the Rambam, and the Raigat. How to Paskin? Whether the Mokam HaMikdash is Kitchel Asi Lovoi, or it's like Kitchel Asi Lovoi. The Chafetz Chaim quotes the Machlekes in Hilchot Tisha B'Av, in the Mishnah Berurah. He quotes the Machlekes whether the Mokam HaMikdash has Kedusha or not. So he says, Ein Yodena Lahachriya, it's Beke the Dina, we don't know. That's the shadow. Is that Adam Tami permitted to enter the Mokam HaMikdash? There's a big sign there on the Mokam HaMikdash that you're not. The Jewish people are not allowed to go because we're all Tomei, so that's to be choishes for the Rambam's opinion. According to the Raizid, whoever wants to go can go. Because it's like Kitcha Lot of Love, there's no Kedusha.
The Raizid just says there's no Issachoris.
That's how some Achrayim want to say that there's no Issachoris, but the Pashtus is not. The Pashtus, the Raizid holds that it's that there's no Kedusha at all. In fact, the Meiri on Shavuos, on this Sugi on Shavuos, on Daf says, well, the Meiri writes that was the practice. Miri lived in Provence, in between France and Spain. Miri lived in Provence, he lived in Europe, so he wasn't there in Eretz, but he writes that he heard that in Eretz Yisrael, they daven on the Makom HaMikdash because they hold that it's like Kitcha Lot of Love. That's what he writes, that was the practice. The Miri lived in Provence, that's where the Raivit came from, the same area. So the, this was an old Machlokes HaTanaim. So the Maariv Chayis writes from Rishonim and from history books that apparently there were Tanaim right after the Churban HaBayis who were still being Makriv Karbonis. Especially on Erev Pesach. You don't bring a Korban Pesach to your five Torahs. The others, you have to have Machzah Shekel in order to bring Karbonis Tzivah. So nobody was collecting any Machzah Shekel. But on Erev Pesach, you don't need Shkolas. So whoever wants can go. But it was a big Sakana. Because the Romans didn't let them. The Romans destroyed the Makom HaMikdash, and they didn't want to let anybody bring any carbonis. So whoever would be caught by the Roman soldiers bring carbonis, they would kill him. So this Maisa Shahaya, he interprets, this was the story. This was after Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Taka lived, after the Churban HaBayis. You don't have to say there were two people with the same name. One lived as Zman HaBayis, one lived after the Bayis. He Taka lived after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Hi, what are they doing? Bringing Korban Pesach? They used to bring Korban Pesach. Why didn't he go? They're going to catch you, they're going to kill you. So they had young people, the young teenagers, the 20-year-old people, so they would run, bring the Korban Pesach, eat the Korban Pesach, and run away. like in Eretz Yisrael. They have young people in the Machzeres. They do whatever they have to do, and then they run away. Those who are lucky enough to run away. So Rabbi Yehuda said, "Was afraid. How is he going to go that they're going to kill him?" And that's why they had to kill the guard, because he was martyred to the Romans. he's going to martyr to the Romans, who all the Jews were, who were eating Korban Pesach. So they felt, when they found out that he was a guy, and they said, we're not going to give you Korban Pesach. So they said, he threatened he's going to martyr them. So they had to kill him. They had no prayer. That's his interpretation in the Gemara. Azoy Tatela the Gemara. This is,
but they didn't do that by
Killers.
That's why
Gemara says
they did wrong. Gemara says they should have killed him because he was a masa.
Yeah.
They should have killed him. So the Gemara says that the Tana made he had a chashash. They'll say whoever is matul numan korban is chayni. Yomra matul numan korban chayni. It's not right. He was they should have killed him because he was a masa. Avada. No, the Gemara says they didn't know the whole time that it was a goy. Every year, Taisus says, you see from this Gemara that if somebody comes and he tells you that he's Jewish, let's say a man walks into shul and he wants to get an aliyah, wants to say Kaddish or whatever, he wants to talk to a minion. So Taisus says, you see from this Gemara that if a person comes and he claims that he's Jewish, they don't have to check. You believe Meirecha then and Bisum, unless you have reason to think that it's not so. Let's say if you have so many Russians coming to Eretz Yisrael, and we know the government says that over 40% of the Russians are Amish, not Jewish, and they're going to Eretz Yisrael in order to get better conditions than they have in Russia. So then, if over 40% are not Jewish, that's a mere tamotzi. So of course you have to check. But which Meshuggah is going to come to a shul in Queens and say that I'm Jewish? So the rub is that he is Jewish. When a person comes and he says that he's Jewish, so you assume that he is Jewish. That's how Taisus points out. The special din regarding Achilas Korban Pesach is a din called Oral LaYochel Boy, and there's a special din called Benecha LaYochel Boy. What's it called Oral? A person who's not Gemal is not permitted to eat Korban Pesach. What if the person is not Gemal because he's not Mechuyev to be Mal himself? What if you have a situation of Meso Echov, Machmas Mila, Sofik Sakana? He's not permitted to be Mal himself. The Rashi, every time the Gemara has this din, or quote, Achumish, Rashi Achumish writes, Rashi and the Gemara writes, one place is here, Chop Ches on a day, and stuff. But it's all over. Whenever it says in the Gemara, Oral is also Lechel Korban Pesach, the Rashi always writes, Shemesh Machmas Mila. Rashi can't visualize what a Jew is going to be made. No. It's talking about a Fruma Yid, who's not Mechuyev to be Mal. And the Rabbi Natan disagrees with the Rashi. Here Taisus says that Rashi is right. The bottom Taisus on Chop Ches on a day. But Taisus there in Yivam is Dafayin Amin Aleph, that's the beginning of Perika Oral. It says one who is an Oral is not permitted to eat Truma, he's not permitted to eat Korban Pesach, if he's a Kohen, he's not permitted to be Makro of Korbanis in the Beit HaMikdash. So there, Taisus quotes in the name of Rabbi Natan that he disagrees with Rashi, and he holds that one who is not Mukhiyat to be Mal himself is not considered an Oral, Agabi, all of these, Machmachisana din derai. So the Rabbi Natan brings a Hechoch to his Shite. Here Taisus quotes it and rejects it. But there the Taisus in Yivam is Dafayinam and Aleph quotes the Rabbi Natan brings a Hechoch. That whenever a person is not Mechuyev to be Mal himself, then you cannot call him an Oral. Whenever there's the only time a person is called an Oral is when there's a Chiyav Mila and he didn't fulfill it. But if there's no Chiyav Mila at all, then he's not called an Oral.
The brother two brothers who died and he's not called an Oral.
That's the Machlek. That's exactly the Machlek. The Rashi holds it is called an Oral. Even though it's Mesa Echo of Machmas Mila, he's not Mechuyev to be Mal. And the Rabbi Natan disagrees that in that case he's not called an Oral. The Rabbi Natan proves it because the Gemara has on Dafayin Aleph Amid Aleph in Yevomis. The Gemara has an Ibaya, the Bavli has an Ibaya Delev Shita. What's the din? Cotton Oral Mao Lesucha Shemishal Truma. The din is that a Koyan Oral is not permitted to eat Truma. That's the Mishnah Perika Oral. A Koyan who's not Gemalt is not permitted to eat Truma. And, he's not permitted to drink truma, or he's not permitted to shmir truma. Truma, you have three things. If the truma is aymed l'achila, the kind is supposed to eat it. If it's aymed l'shtir, let's say wine of truma, you're not supposed to take a bath. The kind is not supposed to take a bath. He's not supposed to wash his face, with the wine. He's supposed to use the wine for drinking purposes, whatever is normal. And if he has shemen zayis, he's not supposed to drink the shemen zayis, that's not normal. He's supposed to use the shemen zayis for sicha. Whatever is aymed l'achila, he should do achila. Whatever is aymed l'shtiyah, he should do shtiyah. Whatever is Eimed L'Sicha, you should do Sicha. That's how the Rambam quotes from the Mishnayos and from the Gemara. So the Gemara has a shaila, what if you have a little baby who didn't yet have his bris milah because it's not yet his man? He's not even 8 days old, he was just born. The little baby can't eat anything, so there's nothing to discuss. But what about the Shmir? So let's say the baby's father is a Kohen, so the baby is a Kohen. Well, I don't know, are we permitted to Shmir the baby? Mal L'Sicha Hashem Yishol Shmur.
And that
boy's time is a lot of the Rishonim Kasha, he's Mamish Akotin. He's Mamish Akotin. Isn't it Mutter L'Sposo and Issa the Rabbanon? That's what they use. If you say that Sikhi Kishti is only the Rabbanon, so it should be Mutter, even if it is also, it should be Mutter. So the Rishonim talk about that. The Rishkarov quotes the Ran in Nida has a teretz on that. That if you shmir Shemesh al Truma on a baby, it's my Avera. It's not just his Avera, it's an Issa on Mishmeres to my face. You mevatel the Mitzvah, you have the Truma.
If I give a little baby some tray for food,
if it's only trace, but there are bonon, if the whole Issa is only the Rabbanon, so then most of the person holds that is Mutal is supposed to Issa the Rabbanon. But here, if it's Truma that I'm feeding to the, let's say I'll take Truma and feed it to a little child, I'll take Truma and feed it to a little child who's not a Kohen. So that will not only be an Issa because I'm feeding it to a cotton, it'll be my Issa.
Yeah.
I'm a vatal limitrosa of the Truma. The Truma is I'm a limitrosa that it should be eaten by a Kohen, then I go and I feed it to a non-Kohen. So that's my Issa. That's the Biskara quote that Ran in Masechas Nida. It says like that. So the Gemara in the Bavli on Dafayin Aleph in Yevamos has this topic. What about a cotton orel? Mahol Asucha Shemeshal Truma. The baby is not yet Higil Yom Hashmini yet. He's not
different.
Yet.
That's different than that's
what Tais is going to discuss. That there's no chiyuv yet to be mal the baby, so maybe he cannot really declare that the baby is an oral. So in the Bavli, it's an ibayz leib shita, but the Rishonim all quote that Yerushalmi is poishe lekula, lehetera, that before the Yom Hashmini, there's no chiyuv to be mal at all, so he doesn't have a din of oral at all. So the Rabbeinu Tam claims that there's a tushtal over here, it's the same over here. Even if he's a big baby, he's already 20, 30 years old. But we're not going to be malhin because the doctor says the suffix sakonet. He may have a sickness, may have hemophilia, which will cause him to die. You may have some heart condition or something, because of which it's a suffix sakonet for him to undergo a bris milah. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, well, that's what it said in the Yerushalmi over there. If the person doesn't have a chiyuv, doesn't have an obligation to be mal himself, then we don't call him an oral. And Taisus says that Rashi holds that it's no tushtel. Rashi holds that's only before the Yom HaShmini. Because before the Yom HaShmini, the Chiyuv Milah is not Chal. But if the person is already after the Yom HaShmini, just that there are Sakonis, other considerations, so basically the Chiyuv Milah is Chal, just that he's Onus, he's unable to fulfill it. But then you say, since the Chiyuv Milah is Chal, he doesn't have the status of an Oral. That's another din of our law. That even if the Gemalta called that Arelin, why
isn't
does...
Isn't it the other word?
Goyis is Arelin. Goyis is Arelin.
It can't be Gemalta. Shouldn't be called moral, but the same logic works like that too.
Okay. Before the Yom HaShmini. Before the Yom HaShmini. Okay. The Shaila is after. The Shaila is after the Yom HaShmini. There is a Chiyuv Lomol, but he's an onus. So the Rabbeinu Tam says no. Einis Achmana Patri means that you're not Mechuyuv Lomol. What do you say? You're Mechuyuv and you're onus. You're not Mechuyuv Lomol. So also means that that's the Machlokes by oral. The Pasuk has another special din. Ben Necha lo yerchel bo. You're not permitted to give any of the flesh of the Korban Pesach to a Ben Necha. What says the Ben Necha? So Ben Necha means number one on Nochri. If you feed it to a non-Jew, it's not his Aver. It's not from the Sheva Mitzvah Ben Necha. It's our Aver. We're not permitted to feed, if we know in advance that this is the Nochri, we're not permitted to give any of the flesh of the Korban Pesach to the Ben Necha. But not only to a Nochri Mamish, what if it's a Jew who's an Oved Aved Zorah? The mission is Snaku Maisav Laviv Shabbat Shamayim, that's a Rashi quote on Chumash from the Tanoim, from the Gemara, is also considered a Ben Necha. So the Gemara has a drasha. The Gemara has a drasha on the Pasuk. Kol Ben Necha lo yechol behir takan chav chesan beis. Kol Ben Necha lo yechol boi. The Gemara is medayik on the word bo. Bo hu dey no yechol. Avlo yechol hu b'matza u b'mor. Four lines from the bottom. He's not permitted to eat the Korban Pesach, but he is permitted to eat the matzah in the morning. The Bishleim, Tosfos has the kasha. Bishleim by the Orel, but according to Rashi, the Orel is an upstanding, he's a religious man, he keeps all the mitzvahs. He's an Orel, what can he do? Meser Echel Machmas Mila, he's not allowed to do a Bris Mila because of Sakana. So the Torah prohibits him from eating Korban Pesach, and nonetheless, Avalechu Hu B'Matzav Mar, that he is obligated to eat. But how are you going to say Ben Necha? The Jew is a Meshumad, he's a Meshumad Lavoy Dezor. So you say, Bohu Deino Echel, Avalechu Hu B'Matzav Mar, or what? He's Mechuyev to eat Matzav Mar. He's Mechuyev to do Shuv and eat Korban Pesach also. What kind of a Lashon is that? What kind of a Meshumad is he? What? He's a Meshumad and he wants to eat Matzav in the Mar. So you tell him that even though he's not allowed to eat Korban Pesach, but he is permitted to eat, but he's permitted to eat matzah mar. He needs to say to say, the kedusha yesh bo. What, there's any kedusha in the matzah and the mar that you need a pasuk to say that it's permitted? You can feed it to the, you can feed the matzah to the animals in the zoo. You go on Pesach to the zoo, you see the kids feeding the shmura matzah. The han shmura matzah, they're feeding to the animals in the zoo. The Pesach says, the kedusha yesh bo. What's the problem? Of course you're permitted to feed it. That means that you're obligated to eat, even though you're not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. But nonetheless, you have to eat the matzah in the mar. So Tosfos says, by the mumer, by the ben echa, what do you mean you have to do tshuva and eat the Korban Pesach also? Well, how do you understand the pasuk? Even though he's not obligated to eat, even though he's not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, nonetheless, he's obligated to eat matzah in the mar. Of course he's obligated to eat matzah in the mar. He's obligated to do tshuva and eat the Korban Pesach also. He's not obligated in all the mitzvahs. What kind of a lashon is that? So Tosfos says, Hachav Maaskinon, he was a mumar on Erev Pesach, this man Shechitas HaPesach. He was a mumar Lavei Dezora. So in the Mele, we didn't allow him to participate to become one of the Menuyim in the Korban Pesach. And then when it comes to Leil Pesach, he does tshuva. He's not going to worship Lavei Dezora anymore. He's not going to worship Lavei Dezora. So he wants to eat Korban Pesach. So we say, no, you're not allowed to eat Korban Pesach because of a Shalom Menuyim. You didn't do tshuva early enough. If you would have done tshuva on Erev Pesach before this man Shechitas HaPesach, we would be able to be Memana you. You should be a Shutef on the Korban Pesach. So despite the fact that he's doing tshuva too late, to enable him, his tshuva is too late, to enable him to eat Korban Pesach, but nonetheless, he is mechuyev to eat the matzah in the mar. That's how Tosfos interprets pshat in the pasuk. No, it's a little doichik, so the Meiri quotes a different shita. A fascinating shaila on the level of the right, and the Meiri quotes a deya that runs as follows. There is a Gemara that says, Kohanim Sheshimshu Bebeis Konyo Mishnah. The Kohanim who served, they brought Karbonis in Beis Konyo in Egypt. There was a Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara wasn't sure whether the Beis Konyo, what were they doing there in Beis Konyo? They were Makar Karbonis La Shamayim, or they were Makar Karbonis La Vodizor. So the Gemara is not sure what was going on there in Beis Konyo. But the Mishnah says, yeah, either it's a bomb of his money, it's a bomb. It was during the period of the second Beis HaMikdash. Yeah. There was a Beis Sheni in Yerushalayim, right. And then there was another Beis HaMikdash where Jews were bringing Korbanos in Egypt. So the Gemara is not sure whether that was Avodah Zarah or that was Lashamayim. It wasn't Avodah Zarah. So the Mishnah says, Kohanim Sheshim Shem Beis Chanyo Lo Yisham Sheba Mikdash. Those Kohanim who was bringing sacrifices and doing Avodah HaKorbanos in Beis Chanyo are not permitted to bring Korbanos ever in the Beis HaMikdash, even after they do Tshuva. This is for sure that if Kohanim were serving Lavei Dezora, then for sure they're not allowed to bring Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, even after the Chayz of the Tshuva. That's the Pasuk. That's the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk. It says in, we're in Sefer Malachim, I think, that those Kohanim who are of the Lavei Dezora, even after they'll be Chayz of the Tshuva, and never permitted to be Makar of Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, they can eat, they're considered like Bali Mumin. We allow them to eat Shiori Menoches, we allow them to eat Bisar Chatos V'Yosham, but they're treated as if they're Balaam and they're never allowed to be Makar of Karbonis. Even if he became a Baal Tshuva, still we wouldn't allow him to be Makar of Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it says in the Mishnah. That's based on the Pasuk in Sefer Malachim. So the Meiri quotes an opinion on Chof Ches on the Beis, that when you have called Ben Necher La Yechal Boy, not only while he's still in the state of Mumrit, not only while he's still a Mumar Lavei Dezora, would we not allow him to eat a Korban Pesach. That's a double pashut. He says, no, even after he's Chayz of the Tshuva, we never allow him for the rest of his life in this Gilgul, we never allow him to eat Korban Pesach again. So that's why I need a pashut called Ben Necher La Yechal Boy, Bohu Ein Echel Avalechel Ube Matzimor. The Tosfos says, well, Manashah, if he's doing tshuva, so let him eat Korban Pesach. If he's not doing tshuva, so what do you mean matzah mar? What do you mean matzah mar? So he says, no, Chacham Maaskin, he did tshuva a long time ago. He did tshuva 20 years ago. He's not worshipping Avodah Zarah. The tshuva doesn't help, just like the tshuva doesn't help. For Kohanim, that they should be mishamshim in the Beis HaMikdash, the tshuva doesn't help over here that we should allow them to eat in the Korban Pesach.
How about other shlomim?
Special din in Korban Pesach. Very big tradition. The Niri quoted, the Niri never identifies whom he's quoting. Everybody he has a Melissa, yes. He has
a name.
A different description. He quotes it from some unknown region. Achidish Din. This is one of the Haychachet, this is one of the indications, you can't really say it's a right word, this is one of the indications that seems to support the idea that the Arsameach had. The Sameach said based on a Mishnah later. There was a machloikis b'shamay and b'shilo. B'shamay and b'shilo were b'zman abayis. Hillel and Shamay were 100 years before the Churban abayis. So the Mishnah has a machloikis regarding a gershin is guy be'erev ha-pesach. Whether we allow him to... I forgot where the Mishnah is. Yeah, what if you have a gershin? It's got better sense. It should be a Mishnah on the top. Yeah, on the top of Tzadik Beis Amin Aleph. The second line on Tzadik Beis Amin Aleph on the top. Gershin has got the Erev Pesach. What's the din? So Beis Shammai say, what's the problem? Tevel. Let him be Tevel in the mikveh, l'shem gerus. So he's Yiddish. He's a Jew. Let him be Mimuna on the Korban Pesach. Let him eat the Korban Pesach on Friday. And the Shilu say, no. Ha-Parishman ha-or, look at Parishman ha-kever. Tagzera de Rabbana. Why? So the Gemara explains why. Maybe he will go to Alevaya a day or two before Erev Pesach. No, Agoy is not Mekabel Tuma. So on the level of the right, there's no problem. And then he'll be Mizgayer on Erev Pesach. And then he'll go... Once he's misgarked, he has no tumor. He touched the mace 2 days ago. He was not mekabel tumor. So the tumor is not going to be chal today when he becomes a yeet. So then he becomes a yeet. So let him eat the Korban Pesach. What's the problem? So the Shilu say, no, there's a gzeira de Rabbanon. We don't allow him to participate in the Korban Pesach this year because next year he may pull the same stunt. Next year he'll remember, oh, last year I went to Levi 2 days before Yom Tov, and they let me eat the Korban Pesach, so I'll do the same this year. And you won't understand, last year he was a Nochri. A Nochri is not a Mekabel Tumah. This year he's already a Yid. A Yid is Mekabel Tumah. He has to have Azor Shlishi Shvi. He has to have Paraduma water to become Tor. So Bishilo held that this was a Hashash. And Bishamel, too far-fetched was. He's going to remember from last year. They'll explain to him already what it is. And Bishilo held no. That is what to be concerned about. This is a Hashash. So we tell him, don't bring Korban Pesach, bring Pesach Sheni. Don't bring Pesach Rishon. So the Gemara says, it's Yeshkach Lakor B'Shevi Al Tase. The Gemara in Yevamos quotes this. That we say, Yeshkach V'Achachamim Lakadav Menatar B'Shevi Al Tase. We tell him, don't bring Pesach Rishon. Wait to see what you'll do. Try to bring Pesach Sheni. Even though it's an Issa Kari, one of those bring Pesach Rishon. That was Xerah the Ramon. So the Arsameach writes that he always used to wonder regarding this passage.
Yes, that's
the Pharisee said when a guy converts, he has to bring, but it doesn't say, what if he converted just on Erev Pesach? When did he convert? Right. It doesn't say when he converted. Here's a machlekes, what if he converted on Erev Pesach? He converted on Erev Pesach. That's machlekes, is there Xerah the Rabbah? Yes,
absolutely.
That's what the Arsameach is. The Gemara says increases that by a ger who converts, it's not sufficient that you have the mila and you have a tefillah in the mikveh. This mancha beis hamikdash haikam was necessary to bring a korban as well. And calls man that the ger doesn't. The Gemara says, "This man is there. How we makabel gerim? They don't bring any korban." So the Gemara says that the korban is only ma'akev in the ger is vis-a-vis eating korbanos. A nochri is not permitted to eat the sar shlomim. Gershon is guy who is permitted to eat the Sar Shlomim like any other Jew, but only after he brings the Korban HaGeris. Kozman, he didn't bring the Korban HaGeris, it's still Dina Kenachi, there's not a lot. He's a Yid, he can eat the Sar from Tominion, he's Mechiv and all the mitzvahs, but you don't allow him to eat the Sar Korban until after he brings the Korban HaGeris. We call him a Mechlusi Kippurim. The Mishnah increases says he's like a Mechlusi Kippurim, as if the Geris is not completed until he brings the Korban. His man is there, garnished, so the Geris is incomplete. The Mishnah Taka says when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, all those Gerim who are still alive will have to bring a Korban to be able to eat Korbanos. So the Arsameach says he always wondered why does the Mishnah only speak about Toivo Ve'echel Es Tizcha Le'erev? They forgot to mention that he has to bring the carbon oilas hager. The gersh and his guy has to bring a carbon oil, either oilas behema or oilas oif. If you want to eat carbon pesach, you have to bring a carbon before it's ma'akev. So how come the Mishnah doesn't say? So he said he gets the impression from this Mishnah that the carbon pesach can serve as the carbon gerus.
He doesn't have this whole problem. He's only the man of somebody else.
Together with other people, yeah. You can't do that. Let's say the gear was Nizgar that is Nechal Shabbos B'Shegeg. They want to bring a carbon chatzis to get a kapar. They say, let the chatzis serve it. You can't say, let the carbon chatzis serve this. A chatzis is a chatzis, and the gear has to bring a carbon oilo, L'Shem Geirut. But the carbon pesach is different. Because Rashi writes on Chumash, when it's Tanoi, Mishkul Chulachem Stom V'Shachachal HaPosach, the Rashi says, what does Mishkul mean? Mishkul Yedechem Me'Avodah Zarah. That the Jews were worshipping Avodah Zarah. Halalu Avodah Avodah Zarah, Halalu Avodah Avodah Zarah. The Jews were worshipping Avodah Zarah, just like the Goyim in Mitzrayim. So they were told, take the stone, which was their Avodah Zarah, that's what you used to worship in Mitzrayim. Tavis Mitzrayim, Heinid Bach, Tavis Mitzrayim, Le'aneim, Vodayis Kulunu. But that was what the Mitzrayim used to worship, so they should, by setting aside the stone for the purpose of Shechitas HaPesach, this is a public demonstration that they're rejecting the Avodah Zarah. So Mishkul Yedechem Me'Avodah Zarah, Shechitas HaPesach at that time was clearly a declaration that they reject the Avodah Zarah, that they're mekabel old Torah, that they're not going to worship Avodah Zarah anymore. So the Yos HaMech suggests that maybe not only was that so at that first Pesach Mitzrayim, maybe this is the nature of the Korban Pesach every year, that every following year, every year when we bring Korban Pesach, it's considered like a Korban Geirus. But I'm not a Geir, my mother was Jewish, my grandmother was Jewish, what do I need a Korban Geirus? No, every Jew has to bring a Korban Geirus every year to renew his Kriyas Brit with the Rabbanu Shalom. Taka was Jewish, but we have to renew it. So that's what he suggests is the nature of the Korban Pesach. It serves as a Korban Geirus. So this is one of the Hechachas that the latest Svarim suggests. This Meiri on Daf Kaf Ches, the one who ever worships Avodah Zarah is never permitted to participate in the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is supposed to be a declaration that we have nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. So the Meiri asks, how can a Ger ever bring a Korban Pesach? It says the Farish, that he brings a Korban Pesach. They hold Gershon is got to cut the Chanel on it. The fact that he worships Avodah Zarah while he was on Nachri, it's considered as if it's wiped off. Once he's in his Geyer, it's considered as if it's wiped off. Yeah, the other Rishonim hold that whole shot is not correct. There is no such thing. Gershon is got to cut the Chanel on it, that your whole past is wiped off. Let's say a Goy borrows $500,000 from the bank, and then he converts, he doesn't have to pay back the money. No, he has to pay back the money. Even if he did an Aveira, and they want to punish him, and then he converts, Sigma has a whole sugi, he's still chayiv for all the Aveiras that in the fifth.
Even the Ribbis,
the Ribbis, Sigma has all discussion, he has to pay the Ribbis. No, the only time the Gemara has a cloud Gershon and Scott Constantin ever done is when he gets to crisis. That you can't have a goy related to a Jew. Kurva, that's all. Only kurva. He's not related to the relatives, right.
It's a why then put an instrument not for the
So that's what these Rishonim, that's what this day in the Miri holds, that once he worships Avodah Zarah, he can't honestly say Mishchi Dechem Avodah Zarah. He once had a Shaykhis with Avodah Zarah. One who ever had a Shaykhis in this Gilgul. If he had a Shaykhis in the previous Gilgul, he was a Gersh and his Geir now. So he deemed Avodah Zarah while he was a Nachri, so that doesn't count as like Gilgul Achim. That doesn't count. But if in this Gilgul he worshipped Avodah Zarah, he can't really say honestly, I have nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. He once had to do with Avodah Zarah. So that's the Chiddush of this Shita Mishainim, that the Korban Pesach has to be a Korban. That's a declaration, a demonstration that I never had. Not only Mikanel Lahav, I don't plan to have any Shaykhs with Avodah Zarah, that I never had any Shaykhs with Avodah Zarah. The Pashtus is that it's not so though. The Pashtus is that, like the Rav HaRishonim, that only calls man the person is the Mumer. Then he's not permitted to be Makri of our Korban Pesach. But once he's Chayz of the Tshuva, then the Pashtus is that you certainly would accept the Korban Pesach somehow. There is a big discussion that the Minchas Chinuch has, a whole shiful discussion. That Gemara in Yevamis and Dafai in Aleph had a, the Babli had a Nibai the Lev Shita. Akot and Tech Shemayna Yom in Malga Silcha Shemish Al Shuma. Does the baby have a shame Orel if it's Adain Lo Higir Yom Hashmini? He didn't, he still didn't reach the day on which there's a Chiyav to be Mal, then maybe he's not called an Orel. So the Gemara says Toshma. Let's try to be patient. So the Gemara has, the Gemara quotes a Braisa that says, there's a din, not only if I'm an oral, I'm not permitted to eat Korban Pesach, I'm not permitted to chef the Korban Pesach, even if I have an Eved Knaini who's an oral, yeah. I'm also not permitted to eat Korban Pesach. So there's a Braisa that says, what happens if at the time of Shchitas HaPesach, I didn't have an Eved Knaini who was an oral, but later on the Shas Achila, I bought one. Later on I get. So the Gemara learns out from a Pasuk, a Braisa quoted, learns out from a Pasuk, that even then he's not permitted to participate in Korban Pesach. So the Gemara said, how is that Gemol? The Gemara wants to know, how is it Gemol? That at the time of Shchitas HaPesach, he doesn't have an Eved Knaini who is an oral, and at the time of Achila, he does have. So the Gemara says, well, it's simple. He bought one. In between the Shchitas HaPesach and Achila, he bought another time. That's true. Gave birth? Fine. So that's no problem. He bought? Fine. But the Gemara, but then, so that's not a problem. But then the same Braisa says that the same din applies to children. If I have a son who's an oral, so I'm not permitted to shechit. If I'm an oral, or I have an Abishai who's an oral, I have a Shivcha Knainis who's loy tovlo.
How can that be? The time hasn't come yet. You'd be over the Torah. You bring Yomash Mini Vala. You can't be Malo kids the first day, the second day.
So the Gemara quotes a Braisa that says that what if at the time of Shchitas HaPesach the parents do not have an oral in the house. Yeah. They do not have a child who is an oral. But at the time of Achilas HaPesach they do have an oral. So the Gemara said, how is that possible? She gave birth. Yeah. Obviously the woman gave birth in between. So you see that even though it's Tashmayna Yamin, he's considered an oral. That's what the Gemara says. Otherwise, how is it? But what they bought? Yeah. They bought a child, that's not their child. They're talking about a real child. Yeah. So obviously the child was born in between the Shechita and the Achilas HaPesach. So you see that a cotton oral, Tashmana Yamin, is called an oral. So the Gemara Tain is now. Leonim, you can say that that's ridiculous. That's how the Yerushalmi comes to Maskana. That's ridiculous. The Maskana, the Babli has an Ibai Vilev Shechita. The Yerushalmi says that Orla, Tashmana, is not called Orla. What do you do with the Braise? No, the Gemara says, Kigo, Nahechatimsa, like this. Kigon Shahayu Avi Vimo. The Gemara has a few suggestions. So one suggestion is, Kigon Shahayu Avi Vimo Chavushim Ebeitu Asur. At the time of Shchitas HaPesach, the parents, that's the Lashon Gemara, both parents, were in prison by the Goyim, whatever, and they, Pasha, they wouldn't let them be mal their child. There's somebody there taking care of them. Let's say the prison is in Yerushalayim, and they're going to shech the Korban Pesach with them, they're going to bring them some flesh. To eat in the prison, it's a nice, friendly prison, but they're not going to let them go free to take care of the bris milah on the baby. The Yom HaShmini already came a few days ago, before, a month ago, whatever, and the government doesn't let them go free, and no one else is going to take care of the bris milah. So since the parents were physically anus and they were unable to take care of the bris milah on the baby.
Same thing with the owners.
Right, so that's not called. So that doesn't pose a problem on them. So that's not considered oral b'shas shchitas HaPesach, because what could they do? They were anusim. So what could they do? That doesn't pose a problem. But then, if they let them free from prison, in between, and now they have the possibility, it's still before shkia, let's say. Now they have the possibility to be mal their baby. If they let them free at night, so if I say they can't be mal a baby, but if they let them free later in the afternoon, now they have the opportunity to be mal a baby, and they don't take care of it. So then they're gonna have a son who's an oral, b'shas achilas HaPesach. So that's what the Braisa says, that even though the orla, even though the baby was not an oral, b'shas achilas HaPesach. What do you mean he wasn't an oral? He was an oral, but it didn't bother us. It was an honest, it didn't bother us. But later on there's a problem of orla, b'shas achilas, that's still a problem. That's what the Gemara says there. The Gemara has a few kimsa pshatim.
Why don't she give birth to Syria? And then this man, Nila, is supposed to be affected with a new.
That's a machlokes in the Gemara, Shaila, how we pass him, whether by Yotze Dofen is there a din of Yom HaShemini or not at all. If there's no din of Yom HaShemini, then you can be maul immediately. But since we pass him, it's a sacred Adina, so you have to wait till the Yom HaShemini. I'm allowed to do the Mila earlier, well, and then if the Yom HaShemini... I mean, the baby was delivered to Mary and delivered. Okay. The Gemara should have given that. It's a good test. It's a good answer. The Gemara should have given that. It's a very good. And some of the Rishonim are there.
It's tied up with Tumah.
There's the Machlekes in the Gemara, whether the Yom HaShemini Yimol is connected with the Tumah or not. Because by Tumah we pass in that a Yotze Dofen, there's no Yimei Tumah V'Tahara. That's the Machlekes HaTanaim also needed. So we pass in if it's a Yotze Dofen, there's no Yimei Tumah V'Tahara. And now there's a machlokes amoraim and Rabbi Lezer and the Mila, whether the din of Mila, this mana, Yom HaShemini, is that tied up with the Tumah, or it's totally unrelated to the Tumah. So we pass the sake of the dinah. So Misafik, you shouldn't be mal right away, you should wait till the Yom HaShemini. If the Yom HaShemini happens to be Shabbos, so then you're not permitted to be mal on Shabbos, because maybe you could have done it the whole week, so you have to wait till later. You have to wait till after Shabbos.
So the parents are in prison. And the
Bezin cannot
be
malded
at the 8th day.
Isn't
the
Bezin
still?
Yeah.
It doesn't
have to be on the 8th day.
No, the Bezin didn't mal the baby, so you don't say that the Bezin is not allowed to bring carbon test. It's not their chop. It's not their chop. That's what you see from the Gemara. It's not their chop. So the Marsha has a famous comment on that Gemara.
Good
dolly
was 7 days old,
and that's 1 day, 3 days old. It's also a good kasha. What's the din of Leil Shmini? What's the din of Leil Shmini? So the Shagasariye has a shtikal teire, Shagasariye Mechadish, that Leil Shmini, he is called an Arul, even though he can't do the bris mila till the morning. Yeah, Rabita Lateta Boger writes that the Shagasariye is 100% right, it's an Ochanah Yerushalmi. He says the whole shtikal teire, the Shagasariye compared it to, Leil Shmini Nichnas Ladir Lehisasa. The right name says that he's right. So good to time. So good to time. What? But the Gemara there holds that the negir to preventing you from eating Korban Pesach, if the parents were physically prevented, let's say the baby is ready a long time ago, was already Yom HaShmini, but the parents are physically prevented from being malabed because they were chavushim of Beis Asur and they were locked up in prison. So that's also not mark of them milechol the Korban Pesach. That's the Beferishi Gemara there. So if Leil Shmini is Yom Tezvav, also, technically they're unable to be malded babies. The Shagasari's Chiddush is that Leil Shmini is also Lesuch Hashem Mishal Truma, because the baby is an oral, even though it's not Higia Yom, and you can't do the Bris Mila by Laila, it doesn't matter. The Chiyav Mila is already Chal, the Leil Shmini, early Yom Shmini. But when it gets to preventing the parents from eating Korban Pesach, that you see from the Gemara, you need more than that. Not enough that the baby is an oral. You need that the baby should be an oral plus, yes. That the parents were negligent. The parents were negligent in fulfilling the mitzvah. So the Mashur has a comment on that Gemara. The Mashur, the Menhatrinach, has a longer discussion with Atzlach, Amtzachim, and a long discussion. Why does the Gemara say, Gon Shahoyu Oviv Ve'imo Chavushim Ve'et Asum? What are we chapping on the mother? The Gemara says that the mother is not mechuyev to be mal her child. The mother is not mechuyev to be mal her child. So the chorif and the gemara would appear that despite the fact that the mother is not mechuyev, it doesn't matter. She still cannot eat korban pesach.
So she can't.
She still cannot eat korban pesach because sof kol sof, she has a child who is an oral, even though she's not mechuyev. So what does it help if they were in prison?
Yeah.
What does it help if they're in prison? They still have a child who is an oral. They know. They were unable. If they're physically unable to take care of the mila. The mother, even though she's not mechuyev to take care of the mila, but since she theoretically she could have taken care of the bris mila, so she's not allowed to eat the korban pesach. So this is a whole discussion that the Minchas Chenach has in the mitzvah mila. He quotes all of the Marshor, with the Tzlach, with others who discuss this topic. Is mila sabein ma'akev the mother milechol the korban pesach? The simple reading of the Gemara is that it seems that yet, because the Gemara was medayik to right in Yevamos Ayin Aleph and Beis, kon shahoyu aviv the imo. There's a problem on the mother also. The other din is also interesting. We mentioned there are several, an oral, one, if I myself am an oral, I'm not permitted to eat Korban Pesach. If one of my children is an oral, one of my sons is an oral, I'm not permitted to eat. If I have an Abbot Kanaini, who is not Gemalt, we ask him, the Chol Abedish, Miknas Kesef, Hamalta also, or Zioi Chol Boy, who can eat? Al Yochel Bod, not only the Eved, the Balabas can only eat, the Adam can only eat his Shtikl Karban Pesach if he took care of the Milas Kol Avadim. If he has one Eved Kanayin, he's not Gemal, so this prevents the Adam from eating Karban Pesach. But the Rambam quotes even more than that. The Rambam has a machloikis with the Ravid. What if I have a Shivcha Knainis who's Loi Tovlo? I have a Shivcha Knainis who's Loi Tovlo. If I have a Shivcha Knainis from a long time ago, and she gives birth to a baby daughter, so that baby daughter is a Shivcha Knainis, she doesn't have to have Tfilo. She's automatically Jewish. But if I purchase a Shivcha Knainis who never had a Geirut, so you have to have a Geirut L'shem Shivcha Knainis. If it's a male Eved Kanani, you have to have Mila Tfila. If it's a female Shivcha Knainis, you have to have Tfila. So what if the Odon, the Pasuk doesn't speak about this? It says, V'chalev Erish Mikas Kesem, Hamalta also Oz Yechol Bo. When you mal the Eved, then the Odon is permitted to eat the Korban Pesach. If you're not mal the Eved, they're not allowed to. But Luchar, if you're not mal the Eved, he's not allowed to. So Luchar, it should be the same thing, perhaps, if you have a Shivcha Knainis and she didn't have Tfila. So the Rambam quotes at Tosefta, that the same thing applies to the Rambam and Hilchot Korban Pesach. The Ravid is Masik on the Rambam, he says, yeah, that opinion appears in the Tosefta, but we don't pass it like that. There's an Achlekes Satanoim in the Tosefta. So the Ravid says it would be more correct, he thinks, to pass it like the other Tana, that din was only a Hayroah Shor by Pesach Mitzrayim. Pesach Dervis, there is no such din. For sure, the Pesach Mitzrayim, that was a din. That if a Jew, Pesach Mitzrayim, I don't know how many Jews own the Shivcha Knainis. Period. With Tfila, without Tfila, I don't know how. But as I state in the Tosefta, if a Jew, by Pesach Mitzrayim, would own an Eved Knaini, and he wasn't Gemal, or he would own a Shivcha Knainis, it was Loi Tovlo, he wouldn't be permitted to eat Korban Pesach. What about Ledoiris? Is a Machlekes Satanoim, and a Machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid, how one should paskin. With a Tfila Sam Hoysov is Ma'akes, Nilechol, the Korban Pesach, by Pesach Doiris. So it's very interesting. There's a Mishnah about the differences between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doiris. See, on Sadik Vavam and Aleph. There's a Mishnah in Stoch, Ma Ben Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doiris. They're clearly differences. What are the differences?
The real salad, and then it goes into Kabbalah, Chassidus, and Arizal, and Pinchas Koritz, and all kinds of Baal Shem Tov, and all kinds of Jush, with Zoyas and everything. So one of his long term formulas on this, he has interesting. He says he has a Rambam Lushitosa and a Ravid Lushitosa. The Rambam quotes the Din in the Gemara. The Rambam in the last parak in Hilchos Korban Pesach quotes the Din in the Chumash that when you do the Tzliya on the Korban Pesach, you have to have Rosh Al Throah of Al Tibur, everything all together. You're not supposed to cut up the Korban Pesach into little shtikala and then roast it. You have to roast it all together. That's how the Rambam writes. And then he says, then the Rambam writes, but then when you're about to eat it, no, so the git on Russia you have to take out. You're not allowed to eat the git on Russia. And the shuman git you have to take out. You're not allowed to eat that. Whatever is not kosher, you have to take out. So the Ravid says, oh, Chalila, he says, if I would be zoicha in Eske, he says, if I'll be zoicha to bring a Korban Pesach, and this fellow, the Rambam, this fellow will bring me a Zak Korban Pesach, I'll put it in the garbage. I'll say, what are you doing? You're going to broil the Korban Pesach with the chalev, with the Gid Anashe, with the Shuman Agid. What are you, crazy? Instead of the government given a Sinas Tam, how can you do that? He says, I'll passel the Rambam's Korban Pesach. We're not allowed to. What do you mean? You bring all Korban Pesach all together. So the Kesef Mishnah has to defend the Rambam. And he says, Chalila, the Rambam didn't mean to say that you're going to broil a Korban Pesach with the chalev. The chalev is a Hanisha. It's going to give given a Sinas Tam. The Rambam only meant on the Gid Anashe. He says one at a time. He says, Gid Anashe is a Machlekes Satanayim, where there has a very shvach of time. So the time that the Gid Anashe gives, is that enough time to say time to Yikir, that he's going to ask the rest of the flesh, we're giving him time? Or do you say no, that it has such a shvach of time, age beyond the whole, and it's ain't beginning with any time. It's not enough time. So that's the way we pass it. We pass it, ain't beginning with any time. The Gid Anashe doesn't have a strong enough time that it should ask. But you're not allowed to cook flesh with Gid Anashe, so because Mishnah says, but if it's a Korban Pesach, and the din requires that you're supposed to do everything all together, so since it's not going to make trace, so then give it a nice time. The chel of Avam you have to remove. It'll pass a lot here for the Korban Pesach if you leave the chel. All the flesh is going to have a bleed of chel you won't be able to eat. So if I say so, the Rambam is master with the rising. Because the Rambam never said you leave the chel. The Rambam said you leave the Gid Anashe, that does not.
I bought to the Shulman Agid. The Shulman Agid is the Shulman Agid already has that has Tom. Shulman Agid has Tom, and that's off there. So why don't you have to remove the Shulman Agid, the fatty part that's sitting on top of the Giran Roshe? So because Mishnah is Medayik in the Lashon HaGemara in Giran Roshe, Gemara has a Lashon that Shulman Agid is not a Nisa Deraisa, and he's Medayik, it's not even a Nisa Derabonah. The Prima Gordon quotes this Kesh Mishnah. I don't see three Kesh Mishnah, but the Prima Gordon we do read. Prima Gordon in Tarugus, in Yerudeh, Helgal. So the Prima Gordon quotes this Kesh Mishnah, who is Medayik in the Lashon HaGemara, the Bryce in Perkir HaNoshe. It says, the Shulman Agid is Muslim in Atera, the Yisrael Kedoshim no Agu Bo Isim. That's the Lashon HaBraisim. The Yisrael Kedoshim, the Heilig Yidin no Agu Bo Isim. It's a minig that you don't need the Shulman Agid. It's interesting, if it's a minig, so how come the Gemara has a Machlekes HaTanayim, how much of the Shulman Agid is also? Take a look what the minig is. You see that you don't just say, well, whatever the minig is, that's it. No, the Tosis writes on the first daf in Bava Basra, if you have a minig shtus, a minig b'toy, so you don't follow. So there was a minig not to eat Shulman Agid, and they wrote, also, it's not a dinder rabbanim, it's a they wrote to eat, and there was a machlokes hatanaim, how should you shtel up after minig? We don't just let the balabatim do any minig that they want. If it's a mishugin minig, we're going to tell them too much, too little. You have to touch it up a little bit, you have to adjust it a little bit. So that's the machlokes hatanaim, how much of the Shulman Agid does it make sense to travel minig that you shouldn't eat? There's such a similar topic on the first daf in, I'm based on the base in Sochim. The second case is name aside. There is a Mishnah in the beginning of Mokhi Shinoda says that you're not permitted to do Malach Ere Pesach Echach HaKeis. That's a real din. Pesach even wants to say that it's a din in HaKeis. Pesach Anu Namar Aleph wants to say the first case is Mokhi Shinoda. Wants to say, Umash Mahasim Tani Yishami Dimi Deraisa Sura. The Ramban says all the others say Tonga the Rabbanim. It's a Palamon. Ramban here they say Tonga the Rabbanim. Pesach wants to say that it may even be a Nisha Deraisa. So that's their face of Echo Hatzoy. Erev Shabbos, their face of Echo Hatzoy. That's the issue to Yinan Lav Dim Lacha. What about Erev Pesach in the morning? So the Mishnah says, it depends on the minute I'm walking. That's not a dinner. It depends. Not Mishnah to do Malacha in the Mutter. Not Mishnah not to do Malacha in the morning. Is awesome. So based on the basis of Machlech Yisatanai, when does the Yisrael Malacha begin in the morning? Does it begin at Aloy Sashacha? Does it begin at Hamei Sachama? Does it begin at Kray Sagever? When does it begin? So Rashi says, what are you talking about? The Yisrael Malach only begins at Chatzai. So Rashi says, no, we're talking about a Malach Mishnah, not to do Malach even in the morning. So when does the Yisrael begin? So Rashi says, what kind of a Shaila? What the minig is. Whatever the minig is, that's the minig. So Rashi says, no, obviously this Rashi goes with a different Shita. This Shita holds that it's us in Medina to do Malach all day long. Medina the Rashi, Medina the Rabbana, whatever. But Tosfos says, if you're going to say, it's only a minig, so what's Shaykh HaMachlech HaTanayim? What's a minig is? We'll find out what the minig is in practice. And the Stamer Rashi holds it's not Shveh. Just like the Kesha Mishnah said that the Shulman Agid is only a minig, and nonetheless you have a Machlech HaTanayim, how much of the Shulman Agid is forbidden, you can have a Machlech HaTanayim. Whether the minig makes sense, how do we adjust the minig? The minig has to make sense to you also.
What creates the Yisrael Manatari in the morning?
What creates the Yisrael Manatari in the afternoon? The
Shkita
is a Pesach. Yeah. The Pesach says maybe the whole day is the day on which, it won't be kosher if you shef the Pesach in the morning, but still the whole day is the Zman Chiyuv of HaKrovus Tovim Pesach. So that's according to Rashi over here, the thing with that Kesh Mishnah. So this Kesh Mishnah, this is an important Kesh Mishnah. Kesh Mishnah writes that since the Shulman Agir is not an Issa Deraita, it's not even an Issa Derabbanan, it's only a minig, it's also a notable Issa. So that's why when a minig comes in conflict with a real din, here there's a real din. He's supposed to broil the carbon fence, he's not supposed to cut it up, he's not supposed to slice it in little stickle up. He's supposed to broil the whole carbon fence to the best of your ability. Look, the chaylah you have to take out. You don't take out the chaylah, it'll be awesome. Certain parts of the dam you have to take out also, otherwise we'll make everything off it. But the Shulman Agid, that's only a minig, so he says, since it's in conflict with the din, so you're not required to observe the minig when it's in conflict with the din. He says, that's the beer in the Shittas HaRambam. That's what later Paskin discussed. And the Tziv has such a comment on the Gemara, beginning of Brachas. The Gemara has and I got it there, in the beginning of Brachas, in the first place, one, the Tziv has a tshuva in the Mesh of Dover. Misha Rabbi Lava the Besaknet says the person always comes to the 7 o'clock minyan. No wonder he doesn't show up. So that his brother Shreyavala, Masalala, the Bhagavan is going to ask, where is he? And he's going to be in trouble. Unless he's going to the Dvar Mitzvah, then he won't run out from a pasuk that it's okay. If he went away on business, then it's improper. If he didn't go to minyan because he went to the Dvar Mitzvah, then it's okay. So then it says, what's going on in the Gemara? So he says, Misha Ravil Lahashkin the Vesas Nesis means it's a minik tov. He always davens at that minyan. So minik tov is binding. All min hagam are binding. Whether it's a minik akohol or minik ayachid is binding. But if he went to Dvar Mitzvah, means that the observing the minik will be in conflict with fulfillment of the mitzvah. So then he says, well, not if you do the mitzvah, we shall take any minik, you don't do the minik. It's Megel Lalacha sometimes is. So the Bnei Yisof has a stikotera. So he says, the Ramam and the Raimur are both Lushitosis. He says, in Pesach Mitzrayim, what did they do? Pesach Mitzrayim, they didn't take out the Gidon Asher, they didn't take out the Shulman HaGid. It was Kedem HaTan Torah. The Shailas Pesach Doris, do we have the right to say that Pesach Doris was so different from Pesach Mitzrayim? The Mishnah lists off all of the Chilukim. It doesn't say anymore. So he says, the Raimur holds the Mishnah is not a thorough listing, because the Raimur says there's another difference. When he gets to Tfilas Amhoisach, so he says, well, the Nami, the Rebbe holds over here. The Mishnah never meant to be a thorough listing. The Mochi Lukin mentioned in the Tosefta. And the Rambam held no, that the Mishnah lists everything. Whatever doesn't say in the Mishnah is not so. And since in Pesach Mitzrayim, when they did the Tfilas from Pesach, they was Mamish all together. They didn't remove the, neither the Gid HaNoshi nor the Shulman HaGid. So who had the Nami the service? You don't remove.
But after you know, they started from Yaakov already.
That's the
Shaila,
that's the Machlege Chazanoi, whether that's so. Yeah, this Achel, you have no choice. It has to. This Achel, you have to take out, otherwise it'll last for the rest of the
life.
They didn't have them, so they see it. The Kodimaster heard they didn't take it. You see that it's clearly no different. You see it's clearly different. The Rambam, that's what you're asking. The Rambam is also forced to say that it was clearly different. Yeah, he writes himself, the Shtibel Torah is probably not there. That's what he writes. He writes, he concludes this, Lashitas, he says, Kutsi Bricha Chadu Ben Fulfula De Raisa, and Bani Shalom appreciates our Fulfula, even if they're not 100% on the job. He writes himself that it's not so material. Yeah. There is, and that's Perik.
People think I'm much later in the Midland,
no? Yeah, so.
Shita's Kulman is a Machlekes. The Rambam says it only began after Mishavi Tzolos HaYarg. The Gemara has a Machlekes. When did the din of Shita's Kulman begin? Was Shita's Kulman was earlier too? And it's right they had to have Shita by the Kulman.
So they were taught to be a Mishita too?
Yeah.
It wasn't just that they took it and they shuffled it.
They had to do a proper Shita. Yeah. Well, all of the Karbonis need a Shrita in the middle, but they all need a Shrita. The Shaila is Kulin. Was Bisan Echira of Kulin Mutter in the Midbar or not? So that's the Machlegis HaPanayim in the first Perek in Kulin. The Mishnah has a din that's Tafanagel Lalocha and Sadi Gimel on the day. The Pasuk speaks about the two people who didn't participate in Pesach Rishon, so they bring Pesach Sheni. One is the Tomei and one is the Derech HaKoyta. What exactly is a Derech HaKoyta? The person was very far away from Yerushalayim. How far away? So the Tanoim have a Machlokes. So the Rambam Paskins, like Rabbi Akiva, that it's Min HaModiim V'Lachutz. It was the city Modiim where the Hashmonaim used to live. So that's a historical city. But here it has halachic significance that the city Modiim is 15 mil away from Yerushalayim. That's how Omarula, the first stickle in the Gemara. Omarula. And Amadim, the Yerushalayim is Chamisha also mil and Havi. What's the significance? That's the shear of Derech Kreuzer. Derech Kreuzer is if you live, if you're further away than 15 mil. Derech Kreuzer is if you're within 15 mil. What's up with this lucky number, 15 mil? Where does this come from? So the Gemara says, if you're not traveling by car, and you're not traveling by horseback, if you're walking by foot, and Adam Benini is traveling by foot, because that's how long it would take you if you're only traveling a half a day. And you only have a half a day on our Pesach to travel, to get to Yerushalayim to eat the Korban Pesach. What do you mean you only have a half a day? What's going on? So there's a Machlokes here, Rashi and the Rambam, what half a day? The Rashi says you don't begin to think about Korban Pesach till after Chatzos. Before Chatzos is just like Purim. There's no Chiyuv yet. The Chiyuv only begins after Chatzos. So at Chatzos, we have to decide, where are you? Do you have the ability to get to Yerushalayim? If you're so far away that even if you walk, you can hitch by an agola, by horse. But the Gemara says that's halacha depends on walking by foot. That's what the Gemara says. It depends on walking by foot. So if an adam beinoni can walk by foot and get to Yerushalayim in a half a day from Chatzai till Shkia, then it's called Derech Kareva. And if walking won't get there till after Shkia, then it's called Derech Rechaita. That's how Rashi runs. That's the half a day that we're working on. The Rambam writes with Sakir that Erev Pesach in the morning we decide, Baboker, we decide whether he's Derech Kareva or Derech Rechaita. Why? The Rambam apparently holds, based on the Gemara in Zvachim, the first Perek, that the obligation to bring Karev Pesach is Tal in the morning of Yud Beis. That's what you ask. Where is Emanis and Malacha in the morning? Where, how can it be Medina? So like the Rambam holds, based on the Gemara, that the Chiyah to Shech Karev Pesach is Tal in the morning. The Maisa, he can't fulfill the Chiyah till the afternoon. But the Chiyah is Tal in the morning to take care of Karev Pesach later. And you calculate the Derech HaChaitra, will he be able to get to Yerushalayim by Chatzos? This is the beginning of the time that he can actually be mocked with the Karev Pesach. That's the half a day that you're working with. So the Tosfos in Moichotin has a din that he gave to Avelus. We have it, Lamaise, it comes up to Rahman al-Rahman every so often. People are sitting Shiva, and then so one of the relatives goes there. His son comes back, and he finishes the Shiva here. So in Shulchan Aruch it says that sometimes, not in all cases, sometimes he gets up from Shiva, he observes less than 7 days of Shiva. Let's say the Shiva only begins after the Kvurya. So those who didn't go to Eretz Yisrael, those who got right away to Avelus. The Gemara says when they take the yarn away, they start right away. Those who went along with the yarn only begin the Avela and Shiva after the Kvurya, so they started later. But if they come back over here and they finish the Shiva here, then their apostle will say, that's the question, how you read the Shulchan Aruch, it's a long complicated shakti, how you read the din, then maybe they get up from the Shiva earlier. So that din only applies if he's brought me Makam Korah. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. If he's brought me Makam Rachai, this Kula doesn't apply. Only if he's brought me Makam Korah. How do you decide whether it's a Makam Korva or a Makam Rachai? So Taisus quotes the Bahag. The Rig also quotes this Bahag. Taisus and my cousin quotes the Bahag. It's based on Derech Rechaita over here. Except that over here, you only measure how much he would travel, the distance that he can get in a half a day. According to Rashi, the second half a day of the day. According to Ram, the first half a day. Thereby, Avelus, why should it be a half a day? So we measure a whole day. So it's not going to be 13, it's not going to be 15 mil, it's going to be 30 mil. That's how Tyson says. It's going to be 30 mil over there. It's going to be 30 mil. So the Tyson had a bit, 30 mil is nothing. 30 mil is very little. From New York, there to serve is many more mil than 30 mil. 30 mil is peanuts. So that's the Shaila. How do we still observe that today? It all depends on 30 mil. So this is a big machlokes among the Talmidei Nei de Yehuda. That is manazeh, the normal way that people travel is that they go by, in a long distance, they go by, then they didn't have any planes, they had trains, so they would go by train, so that's the Shiloh. When the Gemara says that this is measured over here, this year is measured by walking, and it doesn't matter the fact that you can get there by horseback or by wagon, so is that halacha measuring the Sinai? Kafnem halacha, that's the shear of Derech Kreva, Derech Rechaita, depending on Adam Beinoni walking. Or should we say no? That the Shia was Gizaki on the way and Adam Beinoni would normally travel. What's the normal style of travel in your generation? So in the days of the Tanoi, in the days of the Baisheni, many people traveled by horse, but most of the people would travel by foot. So therefore the Shia was Nikra by traveling by foot. No one's going to travel by foot for a long distance. Even a person can't afford it. He's going to go, he's not going to go. He's going to go, he's not going to walk. He's going to take a bus, he's going to take a train. Not everybody can take a private helicopter. They go on subway to the bus, to the taxi, to the whatever, they'll make a heavy. So maybe you should go by how long an Adam Beinoni, how far can an Adam Beinoni travel? So this was a big machlokes acharonim. How would you determine the shear? So in Hilchos Avelus, we know that we're always make all of them. A person on day 12 came back and said, Mokin Karev, how's a Mokin Karev? So he came back within one day, so he flies. So if I have a list, I've heard him say, yeah, I'll offer the Diva Mako Bahovo, whenever there's a Machalajah Saposkin by the list, you go to Kula. But what's going to be there? I don't know when Taka will build the third day Talmid Gosh. How will we determine what's the Shia Mokin Karev? Then you don't say, I'll offer the Diva Mako Bahovo. You want to know what's the real Din there, right? I'll leave the damage. What will the Din be? So they say they're not sure. The Chayim say they're not sure.
Well, you'll know what they'll tell us.
No, we want to know what's the shear for Machin Korah from Pesach. Forget about Avev, no Avev. What's going to be the shear for Machin Korah, Machin Rachel? So that's what the Parson point out. It's an interesting shot.
That would be the last one. That would be the last one.
The Mishnah has a din that we say in the Siddur that the Pesach is only Nachal, Eina Nachal Ela Lebenuya. You have to be one of the Memudim on the Korban Pesach. There's a special din. The Korban Pesach has to have a Chaburah. Korban Pesach is only Nachal to the Bnei HaChaburah. The fact is that Machloikis HaTanayim, where the Shofrim is HaPesach Ala Yochid. Let's say the behemoths are very tiny. So let's say there's one person who enjoys eating a lot of lamb chops, and he wants to eat the whole Korban Pesach himself. He doesn't want to have any partners. So he's not going to have any Chaburah. Would we allow that or not? Does Halacha say, if you're not one of the members of the Chaburah, then you can't eat. But there's no requirement that you need Dafkin Shadia Chaburah. You don't need a group. Or should you say no? You must have a Chaburah. That's the Machlokes Satan, right? I'm Sadi Kala from Rav, Machlokes Abuna and Rav Yeshi. We pass him that you may, that a Yochid may eat. Shofman Tafesach ala Yochid. You may bring a Korban Pesach. He's not, there is no Chaburah. You don't always need a Chaburah. One person can eat the whole Korban Pesach all by himself. That's the Machlokes HaTanayim. So let's say you have a Chaburah, you have a few people, you have 10 people, 25 people who don't eat one little Korban Pesach. How did they become a Muna on the Korban Pesach? How exactly did they accomplish that? So the Minhag HaSinuch writes on Parshas Bo, on this din, he writes that when he learns this Perek, the 8th Perek with the Talmidim, one of the Talmidim, he mentions by name, one of the Talmidim pointed out that there's a steer between two Gemaras and he doesn't know the Perek. How do you become a Mamun on the Korban Pesach? Do you just tell the Baal HaKorban, I want to join you? It's okay, gives permission. So before the Shechita, they already know a regime, a list of people. This is Dan, Baal Pesach, they know. Leave me a hope, who's going to eat? Or do you say no? You have to be a Shuttik in the Mamun. It has to be Maksud to you, a Chalik of the Bain. So he points out that one of the Talmidim had a spear in two Gemaras. Mamish is the same thing. One Gemara is Mashma. So the Gemara talks about and Eretz Kanaini becoming a Mamunah on his Odin's Korban Pesach, on someone else's Korban Pesach. So in one case, the Gemara talks, well, how did he have a Bailus in Dinah Mamunah? Mashiach Kona Eretz Kona Rabbo. So the Gemara says, oh, someone's going to give him a friend, he's going to give him a Matana, Menashe El Rabbi Shuzbar, and he's going to own it. Then the other Gemara acts, Machsavek, the whole thing, there's no problem. So there's a steerum in Eitbe between the two Gemara. Rav Elbala Soloveitchik, in his Sefer on the Rambam, raises the question, he doesn't quote him, then Hasinoch has about it, and it's his theorem to the Morris in the Babli, he just raises the question, and he says, it's a Mechilta. He says on the Pasuk, Mishtu, Uchulot Hemtson, Yishachat, Uha Pasra, so what does he mean, Mishtu? So Rashi says, Mishtu, Yidechem Avid Azorim. But the Mechilta has a comment, Mikam, Shebehem Odako, Nichnes de Meshicha. So in this Pasuk, Mishtu means to make a king in Meshicha. Who's talking about Kinyon? So he says, you see the foolish from the Mechilta that if you're not Kinyon, a Shutzis from the Behemoth, you're not called Lemenuyah. In order to be considered Lemenuyah, it's necessary to have a Bailus in Dinah Mamunah.
So they actually have to make a Kinyon Behemoth, just give money, or you have to make a
Mechilta. If you're almost like Taira, so then the Mois will be good.
Everybody has to give a Mechilta.
A Mechilta? They have to make a Kinyon Chalitim something. They have to make an actual Kinyon of the Behemoth. Whoever doesn't have a shutzis, whoever doesn't have a shutzis on the behemoth, is considered shalom
the menuyah. Don't go buy it. No, everybody
buy it together.
One buys on the other. Yeah, but if they also have to make a mishu, they give the money before.
The Gemara said they don't have to give. The Gemara has a din back on that line. One person was magdish of carbon pesach, and the other people set aside money. So they can give him, their money has kedusha, yeah. They can give him their money, and he will give them a shutzis in the Korban Pesach, and their money will be out to the Chulim. That's how it says in the Gemara. So a very strange din. Gemara explains why this is important. What kind of a din is that? Usually if you have Kodesh, if I have money, I can buy a behemoth Chulim. So the kedusha will go on the money, from the money will go up onto the behemoth. Here the behemoth already is Kodesh. The Gemara explains why. The Rambam quotes the Gemara explaining why it works. How come there is such a thing? How come there is such a thing? Yes, the Gemara says in Yevamos, Dafayin on the base, and Eretz Kanaani cannot become a Eretz Kanaani is Mechuyev in Korban Pesach, The Tani cannot become the Muna on the Korban Pesach without the authorization from the Yadav. Not only on the Ordinance Korban Pesach, on nobody's Korban Pesach. That's what the Gemara makes the contrast between Ebedivi and Ebedivi. Ebedivi is, there's no, the sense of the Gemara, there's no king in Easter. Ebedivi is a free man in the sense he can become a Mamun on the Korban Pesach without authorization from the Yadav. Whereas an Ebedivi has to have authorization from the Yadav. That's the Gemara that takes it there, so it would appear that's the basis in Yavamis, Ayin Amadeis, the first Amadeis in Ha'aro. It would appear from that Gemara that by an Ebedivi there is no king in Easter. I happen to be by the Ebedivis. Most of the Shikach Niders does not show that there is a Kenyan even in the area of Israel. I have to. So the Ramban says, I've added the Kenyan Israel. Then he gets the Korban Pesach now. He doesn't need permission to become a Munah on the Korban Pesach. The Thesis insists no from the Korban Pesach. This shows that there's no Kenyan Israel at all on an Ebedivri. And Thesis Farem says, how is it that the Ebedivri is most of the Shikach Niders if there's no Kenyan Israel? The Thesis gives up such very territory. Let me just close with one more thought. There's a famous Rosh in Arid Sochin. The Rosh writes a suffix: when you eat Moror, is it necessary to have a Kazayis or not? He's Masupik if you have to have a Kazayis. So he's Poshited. This is a famous Rosh. It was made famous by the Shabbosari. The Shabbosari doesn't like this Rosh. But the Rosh, and he disagrees. And how can it be? It doesn't make any sense. And maybe it has a whole thing. So the Rosh writes this suffix: whether you need a Kazayis from Moror or not. So he's pushing his suffix from the fact that he said a bracha, Shekhidishana, the Mitzvah, and Sivano, Al Achilas, Moror, Achila, then Achila, which is nice, and maybe you need a Kazayis. So the Shagatari says, so why did the Hachamim, you mean Mikaradin, you don't need a Kazayis. The only reason why they need a Kazayis is they should be a Dagish Karm. So why did they make a bracha, Al Achilas? Why did they make a bracha, Al Mitzvah, Moror? So he wouldn't need a Kazayis. He doesn't understand the Rosh. Then furthermore, the Hapela, the Mishnah says on Lama Tessam, and all of you need a Kazayis. It lists off five vegetables that are acceptable. Eli, Rokosham, Mirzim, Dechavas, and Tessah, the five vegetables. So it says that they mitzvah star from the Zayim's there to the Mashmah and the Kazayis. And they stay. They mitzvah star from the Kazayis. They stay to face you need a Kazayis. How can it be a suffix? So they say the shame of the print of the name of Rav Chaim and Pia Shmua on the booklets that used to be popular years ago. The same shame on time like this. Avada the Rosh knew that you need a Kazayis. And Achilas puts the Kazayis. You don't need a Mitzvah Abrocha for that. It's a Mishnah that you need a Kazayis. But the Rosh was in Sutuk like this. The Rambam explains that Mora doesn't exist as a Mitzvah with Neyatzma. Mora is only half share of the Pisah. The Rambam writes it's not a separate Mitzvah in the Yom HaMitzvah. There's a Mitzvah of Korban Pesach. And Mora is a half share of the Pisah. It enhances the fulfillment of the Kima Mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach. But it's not a Mitzvah with Neyatzma. So if you eat, the Rambam passes like that, the Gemara has three sheetahs. How are you supposed to eat the Pesach Matzah Mora? So one sheet is you have to eat them Dafti separately, one sheet is you have to eat them Dafti together. And the Rambam passes like the third sheet, it's optional. If you want, you can eat them together, if you want, you can eat them separately. So that's what they call the Shema Khan. The Mishnah says that you need a Kazayis for Mora, that's if eating Mora separately. But what if you're eating Mora together, the Kriha? So since the Moror is not really a separate mitzvah, matzah is a separate mitzvah that's neyachid. Even with manazem, matzah is derais. Matzah is not only hechsher and mitzvah, so you always going to need a kazayis of matzah. Even if you're eating together, matzah, Moror, and Korban Pesach together. But Moror doesn't exist as a mitzvah sachila, that's neyachid, it's only hechsher and mitzvah. So maybe if I'll eat it, bikricha achas, if I'll eat it all together, and I am going to have a kazayis of the Korban Pesach, so it's going to be called an achilo. So maybe all I need is a mashu who have maror that should be slipped in there somewhere. So it's called achilo. It's one big achilo together, and I'm swallowing much more than a kazayis. So that was the topic of the Rosh. Shaila said, how do you read the maskana? So what was maskana? That since in the nusach abrocha, then also you say al achilo mashu maror. So since you're going to say al achilo, so then you have the shagatayis kasha. So why did they institute such a nusach abrocha? They should have said al mitzvah maror. Why they have to have alafilos ma'ashverevot? So remember, one of the boys once mentioned this to Rav Soloveitchik, he was discussing the Rosh, that they have Bishem Achaim this child. He said he never heard of this child. So the name of his grandfather, he said he never heard of that child. He had a different shot, not in the name of Rav Chaim, had his own shot that other Achareidim had. He said, Avada the Rosh knew that when Mora was there, I say, needed Kazayis, it's a Mishnah. It's starting with Kazayis, a Mishnah, and Dachman is there. The Rosh was mistook regarding Mora Bizman Azeh. Marvin Manazer's love their ideas. So what's the reason why they instituted it with the Rabbanon? Azecher. Azecher has to be 100% Azecher. We know that Sphere Saimed is Manazer, the Gemara says Asvara. Sphere Saimed is Manazer, is only the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, even though Sphere Saimed is right, you have to count the days and the weeks. But if Sphere Saimed is Manazer, is only Zecher, the English, maybe it's enough if you just count the days and you don't count the weeks. Rule of Kol Shiva is only the Rabbanon, it's not their right. So the Ran writes in Sukkah that it's enough if you have Hodor, you don't have to have Shalachem. In the Mikdash, Taki, you need a Shalachem Kol Shiva. But the man is that only a Zecha the Mikdash. So Zecha doesn't have to have 100% all the conditions. And maybe that's what the Rosh is in the Sukkah. Maybe since Marad, the man is that only the Rabbanon, and it's a Zecha the Mikdash. So Zecha you can be able to. With Amashu, who says that you need more than a, who says that you need a full Shir Kazai? So to that, the Rosh was Poshet, not from the Nusach HaBrocha, that's how Rosh already said. Not Poshet from the Nusach, Poshet from the fact that there still is a Brocha. If the Rosh was Masupik like this, what's the nature of the Mitzvah Mora Bidman Hazeh? Is Zechel HaMikdash is the reason for the Takana, but the Takana was that there's a Mitzvah Mora Bidman Hazeh? It's a Mitzvah of Achilos Mor. Just like Bidman HaMikdash, there is a Mitzvah of Achilos Mor and Atari, so Bidman Hazeh is Mitzvah of Achilos Mor and Rabbanon. In which case, you need it to Zayin. So should you say no? Zechel HaMikdash is not only the reason for the Takana, that's the Etzem HaTakana. You should make a Zechel HaMikdash, not because of Zechel HaMikdash, where I'm a Sakan and you have to eat more. If you say the whole essence of the Mitzvah is to make a Zechel HaMikdash, then there's no need for Kizayis, then there wouldn't even be any Broch. Then there wouldn't be any Broch, because the only time you have a Broch is when you're doing a Maisa HaMitzvah. If you have a mitzvah that's only zecher, so Rishonim say this already, that you don't say a bracha. The eating is just to conjure up in your mind zecheroinus, so that's like a mitzvah, a kiyum mitzvah that doesn't have a mitzvah, it's like the mitzvah of a havas Hashem, yiras Hashem. There is no mitzvah mitzvah. It says in the Mechaber that a person who's mahara b'divrei Torah doesn't say b'chas haTorah. Why? I don't know, God says why, but he's in fulfillment of v'hadisa v'yom v'aloyim v'hadisa. Goes on hegyon libi. So the answer is no, but there's no Maisa Mitzvah. Whenever you fulfill a Mitzvah B'leiv, there's no Maisa Mitzvah, so there's no Bracha Seiro, so that's perhaps what the Rosh meant to say. And the fact that we still continue to say the Bracha, any Bracha, so by our Mitzvah, it doesn't make a difference. And the fact that we still continue to say a Bracha, Amar B'Zman Hazeh, that shows that the nature of the Mitzvah B'Zman Hazeh is not that it's a Mitzvah of Zecha L'Migdash. Zecha L'Migdash is the reason why the Chachamim instituted the Mitzvah of Achilas Mar, and the Meila one needs to take that. Maybe we'll be Zeicher. We'll be yet to. We'll be Zeicher. We'll be Zeicher. We'll be Zeicher. We'll be Zeicher. We'll be Zeicher.